بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، tonight being ليلة الجمعة, the night of Jumu'ah, I should try and use this word as much as possible, the day of Jumu'ah, the night of Jumu'ah. Not Thursday night or Friday, but we'll say tonight is the night of Jumu'ah, tomorrow will be the day of Jumu'ah, Salat al-Jumu'ah. This is Sayyidul Ayyam, the chief and the best and the master of all the days of the week, even more virtuous than the Eidain and the two Eids. And why it's more virtuous? Because this is the day of Durood Sharif, the day which Nabi Ali Salatu Salam chose for his ummah, wherein we increase our durood and salawat al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We increase our salawat and durood upon the most beloved of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, our beloved Tabibul Qulub, who is the doctor of our hearts, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we increase our durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu salam. As the poet says, whenever I open my mouth to recite durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then even my saliva becomes sweet, and my breath becomes like musk, because now this breath is being directed towards Madinatul Munawwara and the Qabr Sharif and the honorable grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even my breath becomes like musk, because now my durood is being carried to the Mubarak Qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala make it a reality. Then we read the durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how easy and how sweet and how beautiful, and how honorable Shaykh Zamana Abdul Hamid Sahib, the barakatuhu, may Allah Ta'ala increase our beloved Shaykh in honor, in izzat, and health. Hazrat says that by reading durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you don't need 2 liters of water, the throat does not become dry, the mouth does not become dry, but the mouth becomes more sweet and more fragrant. Reciting durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is saying, Jazakallahu khairan ya Rasulullah, ya Rasulullah, may Allah reward you over and over and over again, that you made so much a sacrifice for us, your feet swelled for us, and your tears flowed for the ummah, and you went and you left Makkatul Mukarrama for the ummah, for the cry and fikr and concern for the ummah, and the battle of Badr and Uhud and all the battles that you had to endure, and the poverty, that deen becomes alive in the ummah till the day of Qiyamah. Ya Rasulullah, may Allah reward you the best of rewards, a reward your sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, a reward your zawaj al-mutahharat, the pure wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the mubarak family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and all the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. So all the least we can do is to recite durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the best durood that comes in the hadith sharif is durood Ibrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. And in this durood, our honorable Shaykh explains also, Zama Abdul Hamid Sahib bin Barakatuhu, that Allah send you a special salat and salam, that is rahmat and mercies upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ala Ali Muhammad, and upon the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kama sallayta ala Ibrahim, like how you send down your special mercies upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, wa ala Ali Ibrahim, and upon the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah barik ala Muhammad, wa Allah send barakat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, like how you send barakat upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and upon the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is durood Ibrahim, that oh Allah, how you send your special mercies upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and how you send barakat upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and upon the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah, we use this as a sample, like how we go to the material shop and how the woman take the scarf. This is a sample. that we want a certain dress or material like this, and how much more she pays for that material. So Ya Allah, this is a sample we are using, how you sent your special mercies and barakat upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and how much of mercies and barakat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and upon the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah, that was the Mubarak family, the family of three, Ibrahim, Hajar and Ismail alayhim salatu wasalam. So much of rahmat upon them Allah ta'ala had descended and showered, and how much of barakat and blessings Allah ta'ala had blessed them with. From that Mubarak family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the Baytullah, the Ka'batullah, that Allah ta'ala accepted them, Ibrahim and Ismail alayhim salatu wasalam, to rebuild the Baytullah for the ummah till today. It became a returning place for the ummah, mathabatan lin-nasi wa amna, a place where the heart was to return over and over again, and a place of tranquility and peace. So Allah Ta'ala sent His rahmat upon them and barakat upon them, and Allah Ta'ala accepted them. And from there we got Baytullah, from them we got Zamzam, the barakat which is still prevalent till today, and Safa Marwa, and to run between the green lights like Hajar radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Allah Ta'ala loved it, Allah's rahmat came upon her, and Allah Ta'ala blessed her. And then the Qurbani also, sacrificial of animals every year, and that also the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah, how you send upon the family of Ibrahim and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, send upon our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, send your special mercies upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and send your barakat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and upon the household and family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to increase our durood sharif minimum 300 on the day of Jumu'ah, up to 1,000, and then the most 3,000 and more also. The more we will send, the more of rahmat of Allah, the more barakat of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala bless us. In the riwayat of Abu Wa'il radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions in regards to durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how sahaba radiyallahu anhum used to recite durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Wa'il radiyallahu anhu mentions, I have not seen Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu attending any gathering or invitation except that he would praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would recite subhanallah, he would recite alhamdulillah, subhanallah, he would praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in every gathering and invitation, except that he would praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recite durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he had to go to the marketplace where he would find people negligent of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recite durood in those places, places of ghaflat, and then he will praise Allah, recite durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then how beautifully our beloved Shaykh teaches us also, that we learn from the Arabs till today, all the time when they are sitting, when they are getting up, when they are meeting, when they are sitting in the car, when they are getting off the car, when sitting down to eat, they are standing, all the time they praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi, ya halimu, ya kareemu, ya wasi' al-maghfara. All the time they make istighfar, praising Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We should make this a habit also. Today unfortunately we have the habit, anything happens we say ish. Oh, lucky. Lucky can't do anything. Lucky didn't bring any good luck also. It's all from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Anything happens, la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi, wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi, barakallah, hayakallah. And we make dua all the time, masha'Allah, insha'Allah. And salam, make it afshus salam, make it prevalent, spread salam. So all your dhikrs of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, all the time, it's on our tongue. So anything has to happen also, we're shocked, or some accident, somebody applied brakes also, immediately, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi, ya halimu, ya kareemu, ya wasi' al-maghfara. So Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimullah would say, make this a habit also, whenever we're getting up, whenever we're sitting, we recite, ya halim, ya kareem, ya wasi'an maghfira, ya halim, the most tolerant one, ya Allah, tolerate me, my shortcomings, my negligence, ya kareem, ya Allah, then be kind to me also, ya Allah, you're most kind, ya wasi'an maghfira, the one whose maghfirat and forgiveness is most vast and expands and covers everything. So all the time, ya halim, ya kareem, ya wasi' al-maghfira, praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is a riwayat of Abu Wa'il. He would say that Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he attended any gathering or invitation, that he would recite, he would praise Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, recite durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if he had to go to the marketplace where he found the people negligent of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recite durood in those places. And praise Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala very easy also. As we mentioned, Ya Halimu, Ya Kareemu, Ya Wasi al-Maghfara, third kalima, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-ummi. All the time we recite these beautiful dhikrs of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, especially for the men also, entering the masjid, leaving the masjid. There are beautiful du'as to be recited, especially Madinatul Munawwara. We learn more and more du'as, Makkatul Mukarrama, there also, entering the masjid. Allahumma aftah li abwaaba rahmatik. Oh Allah, open for me the doors of your rahmat. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أعوذ بالله العظيم وبوجهه الكريم وسلطانه القديم من الشيطان الرجيم. These are beautiful du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The more barakat, the more mercies of Allah will blow into our hearts, into our minds, into our homes, into our lives. We'll find the beautiful barakat in the cool winds of the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Leaving the masjid also for the men with the left foot. They also du'a to be read. Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Wallahi, I ask of your fadl. Hazrat translates, Fadal Bansela. Ya Allah, give me free of charge. I'm leaving the masjid, Ya Allah. Bless me free of charge. All your ni'mats and your bounties. Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min iblis wa junudi. Also, it's in the dua when leaving the masjid. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you, protection in you from iblis, accursed iblis wa junudi. And his armies, Ya Allah, you protect me and keep me safe. So we read all these beautiful du'as, we'll find the cool breeze of Allah's muhabbat, Allah's love. Allah will begin to love us. فَاتَّبِعُونِي فَلَوْ نَبِي عَلَيْهِ سَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. Allah will begin to love us, Allah will increase us in his muhabbat, in his love. The barakat, the rahmat, the guidance, and hidayat from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to increase our durood sharif, to increase our love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and at least 100 we recite sitting down facing Qibla and connect our hearts to the Roda Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the women on the Musalla. While sitting in the bed also, on our soft beds, we remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah loves it also. In our comfort that we remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah loves it. For the men, we don't have time, we're very busy. Even we sit in the car also, sit for 5 minutes, 3 minutes, take out our shoes, cross our legs. In the masjid parking lot, even in the parking area in our homes, in the driveway, in the garage, you know, we get into the house, we are very busy. So sit down in the car also, remove our shoes, sit down. Connect our hearts to the roda, in the qabr sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and think of that night that he stood in salah and crying for the ummah, and recite durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether we know the short durood, durood Ibrahim, wa sallallahu ala al-nabi al-ummi, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Nabiyy al-Ummi. I distinct, Ya Allah. I am thanking Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for that night that he made dua for me, that one tear of his. My name was written, my hidayat was written, Ya Allah. Reward Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam over and over again. Allah ta'ala give us eyes of the heart that we can see the realities of the beautiful deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala save us from this fake life and all this fake commodities around us. These are real commodities. The du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, fulfilling the command of Allah with passion, with love, to be a slave of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and make our complete Islam, accept us to move in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and take the beautiful teachings to every corner of the world, to make every person a lover of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to make him an arif of Allah, an ashiq of Allah, the one that recognizes Allah, that loves Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, make a true ashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Allah ta'ala make us true lovers and give us death upon iman, give us place in baqi, mu'alla, the day of qiyamah with all the righteous and pious in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah ta'ala grant all the marhumeen and all those in this world, Allah ta'ala grant iman and blow the winds of hidayat, give us that fikr that was in the that was prevalent in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahu bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.